Mangroves are quintessentially tropical, home to colorful fish and crabs sprouting along the coast of the Everglades and the Keys. But these plants are not marooned in South Florida anymore. I went searching for mangroves along the state's Gulf Coast. I'm Kate Payne. Historically, scientists believe mangroves didn't live farther north than Cedar Key in the middle of Florida's Big Bend. But that's not the case anymore. I went exploring with a scientist named Caitlin Snyder, who's based in Apalachicola.
Like I mentioned, not many trees can really deal with this type of environment of such high salinities and changing either from storms and tides.
We hiked into a place called East Hole, 80 miles south of Tallahassee. There's a little spit of beach flowing into a winding series of shallow tide pools edged with marsh grasses. Snyder has done some monitoring here before.
I'll take note of any leaf damage, whether the tips are black, say from a freeze event, whether there's any insect damage, just kind of like the overall condition that I see of the mangrove.
And there they are.
Mangrove. That's a red one.
Jutting out of the olive-green blanket of salt marsh is a red mangrove. Maybe 2 feet tall, these aren't extensive forests like in South Florida, but individual trees scattered in the grass.
I just can't get over, you just see them everywhere.
Yeah.
And they stand out so much against the grass.
They do. They're a really vivid green.
And even though these plants are in a strange new habitat, they're vibrant and healthy. There are many factors that determine where a mangrove will take root, but they're ultimately at the mercy of hard freezes.
Be they mangroves, be they invasive plants, invasive species, any tropical organism, these freeze events play a really important role in setting the northern limit of those species.
That's research ecologist Michael Osland with the U.S. Geological Survey. He's watching the mangrove migration all across the Gulf Coast, where there haven't been many hard freezes lately.
And so with climate change, as we get a shift in the frequency and intensity of those events, it's going to allow those tropical species to move northward. And small changes in air temperatures can trigger these really dramatic, what we call ecological regime shifts.
Ecological regime shift. Sounds scary, right? Marsh grasses and mangroves are both really beneficial, and they're both foundational species, meaning everything else in the ecosystem revolves around them. So when one of those bedrock species is replaced by another, it could spell chaos. But Osland says it's too soon to know if the change will be good or bad.
In other areas, mangrove expansion to salt marsh could be beneficial in terms of increased carbon storage or wave attenuation. But that said, there will be some pretty big shifts for the habitat that these systems support.
But Osland says as the effects of climate change intensify, mangroves will continue to replace salt marshes along the Gulf Coast. To be clear, mangroves are not taking over the panhandle yet. But Caitlin Snyder says they're here to stay.
I think we're kind of at that tipping point of where freeze events can still knock them back, but I think they're here.
And the question is, where will the mangroves show up next? And what will survive under the new regime? For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.